He threw a contemptuous look at Rook, sitting silently off to one side.
Oh yes, Nogri. I know what you and your people are. The Emperor's private death commandos, killing and dying at the whim of ambitious men like Darth Vader and the Grand Admiral here. Lord Vader served the Emperor and the Empire.
Rook grated, his dark eyes staring unblinkingly at Sabaoth.
As do we. Perhaps.
Sabaoth turned back to Thrawn.
I have all I want or need, Grand Admiral Thrawn. You will leave Wayland now.
Thrawn didn't move. I need your assistance, Master Sabaoth, he repeated quietly. And I will have it.
Or you'll do what?
Sabaoth sneered.
Have your Nogri try to kill me? It would almost be amusing to watch.
He looked at Pelion.
Or perhaps you'll have your brave Star Destroyer captain try to level my city from orbit. Except that you can't risk damaging the mountain, can you?
My gunners could destroy this city without even singeing the grass on Mount Tantis,
Pelion retorted.
If you need a demonstration...
Peace, Captain.
Thrawn cut him off calmly.
So it's the personal, face-to-face sort of power you prefer, Master Sabaoth? Yes, I can certainly understand that. Not that there can be much challenge left in it. Not anymore.
Of course, he added reflectively, glancing out the window.
That may be the whole idea. I expect that even Jedi Masters eventually get too old to be interested in anything except to sit out in the sun.
Sabaoth's forehead darkened.
Have a care, Grand Admiral Thrawn,
he warned.
Or perhaps I'll seek challenge in your destruction.
That would hardly be a challenge for a man of your skill and power,
Thrawn countered with a shrug.
But then, you'd probably already have other Jedi here under your command.
Sabaoth frowned, obviously thrown by the sudden change in subject.
Other Jedi?
He echoed.
Of course. Surely it's only fitting that a Jedi Master have lesser Jedi serving beneath him. Jedi whom he may teach and command and punish at will.
Something like a shadow crossed Sabaoth's face.
There are no Jedi left,
he murmured.
The Emperor and Vader hunted them down and destroyed them.
Not all of them, Thrawn told him softly. Two new Jedi have arisen in the past 5 years. Luke Skywalker and his sister, Leia Organa Solo.
And what is that to me?
I can deliver them to you.
For a long minute, Sabaoth stared at him, disbelief and desire struggling for supremacy on his face. The desire won.
Both of them?
Both of them, Thrawn nodded. Consider what a man of your skill could do with brand new Jedi. Mold them, change them, recreate them in any image you choose.
He cocked an eyebrow.
And with them would come a very special bonus, because Leia Organa Solo is pregnant with twins.
Sabaoth inhaled sharply.
Jedi twins,
he hissed.
They have the potential, or so my sources tell me,
Thrawn smiled.
Of course, what they ultimately became would be entirely up to you.
Sabaoth's eyes darted to Pelion, back to Thrawn. Slowly, deliberately, he stood up.
Very well, Grand Admiral Thrawn,
he said.
In return for the Jedi, I will assist your forces. Take me to your ship.
In time, Master Sabaoth,
Thrawn said, getting to his feet himself.
First we must go into the Emperor's Mountain. This bargain is dependent on whether I find what I'm looking for there.
Of course,
Sabaoth's eyes flashed.
Let us both hope,
he said warningly,
that you do.
It took 7 hours of searching through a mountain fortress much larger than Pelion had expected. But in the end, they did indeed find the treasures Thrawn had hoped for. The cloaking shield, and that other, small, almost trivial, bit of technology.